G-good explanation at the beginning, which came down to one point. If I remember good, all that long story at the beginning was about one thing. Remember, we are going to feed ourselves, the food, and the mouth for the food, both are gift. It will be given to us. It's not something that we find or we create. It's a gift. That's the first thing. So, because we are going to talk about all of it. So, the point he made was, just remember, now, this book is going to be different. First one was working like a blood, because it was a simple logical stuff. The second one was like meat. Now is the food. What is the difference?
Responsibility.
I'm sorry, I'm silly.
Responsibility?
Yes, variety. When you're feeding with blood, there is no variety, there is no choice. When you're being fed with milk, there is no choice. But when you start the food, variety. There is no do not drink the blood or do not drink the milk. But if you start with do not drink the poisonous stuff, because everything is not edible. That was the first stuff. He said, get serious, close your ears to nonsenses, do not joke about it. That was the first thing, right?
It was almost something with that, reading it again, it felt like that idea of the throat, it was like there's another way of perceiving, perception, awareness, that we're not using, that we are to start using. But it had it, to me it was vague, but it was like it was, new throat was like, we will be able to enhance our awareness in a different way than normal, that we normally, our normal ways of perception, whatever they happen to be in the past.
Yes.
And what those ways are, it's like, you can't explain it.
Exactly, but it's like unexplainable.
But it's there, uh-huh. And we're supposed to get it.
Uh-huh. But as we know, it's like that, right? Because we're looking for something that is beyond the logic, and before getting it, we know nothing about it, and it's a personal choice at the same time. So we have to try this and that and that and that, and pray for the gift to come. Because in all the logical activities, the outcome is in a way a clear forehand. It's guessable at least. Here it's not. It's a completely different story. We are stepping in the unknown and not knowable stuff. The stuff that will engulf you. Let's go back to the simple example we have, love. You don't find love. You don't decide to fall in love. But you could increase your chance, you could understand the love, you could get close to it. But that magical stuff, when it happens, it happens. And nobody could guess before that. Does it make it a little bit more bearable, this explanation or not? Because if not, I'm ready to go back wherever you want. Because I don't want you to start this book with some complication and stuff. We have to understand this. This is what we're doing. We are not rushing for the end. So, where do you want me to go back and start for this subject?
I don't necessarily think it's a matter of going back. I think it's a matter of just being open to something new, so that when it does happen, you could perhaps recognize it and make it be more attuned to opening up to that.
Exactly.
Sort of thing again.
Didn't he say it exactly that way? Do you remember how he brought it up, the subject? He said, I believe this is the moment that I could open the box of the secrets, because now I believe you're ready to face the explanation of unity and unification. Do you remember that? He said, in this book, yes, let's get back. Couple of pages only. He said, these are the beginning, right at the beginning. All light of the truth. This is how he started the book 3, right? All light of the truth. He summoned bring the third book because free time is a tradition. Okay. Then, exactly, open the treasury of mysteries. In respect of the third book, leave excuses alone. Your power comes from the power of hat, not from your vein and heat in you. This light, you see, how he's starting it. Starting to open the case and say, listen, I want to open this box for you, and no excuses means do not bring me your logic anymore. This is the secret I'm opening up. Put aside all the excuses and what? Put aside the excuses because the power I'm talking to, the power in you, is not coming from the heat in your body. I'm talking about the other power in you, which is coming from hap, from justice, that power in you. Look at the lamp. There are instruments making it. Means look at yourself. You have all the instrument to understand something, to read, to do all this stuff. But the light comes from not all these little stuffs that you see. It's not from the mechanical existence of you. That's what I want to talk about. You have a mechanical existence, you are warm-blooded, and you are full of energy, the energy comes out, and that's you, your animal, which I'm not talking about. I'm talking about other parts of you. What part of you? Let's go to the example he brought. He said, look at the lamp. It's not burning because of the cotton and the oil and that stuff. Why did he bring the lamp? The name of Shams for himself, and connecting this little lamp to the source of the light and all that to explain what? To explain that what we are talking about, which is in me and has nothing to do with this. The breath in you is the magical part, okay? And the work of that, and the power of that breath in you, the power of your subconscious, the power of that major engine in here, when it starts, the engine of love and kindness in you, this, the power of this is not coming from here, it's coming from that other self we talked about. Okay? Even the things you know, how do you know? Where your knowledge is coming from? Is that the Gabriel is the source of knowledge, okay? He brings the information from her to everyone. Not only the prophet, remember everyone, right? That power comes from where? From the kitchen? I mean, your understanding comes from your physical life, eating, sleeping, resting, having sex? Of course not. Because when we talk about the breath in you, when we talk about you and your spirit, that complicated stuff we admire, we believe that all of it will turn to light. Your existence will transform to what? To light. What does that mean? What is light? The only help you get to see. You owe your vision to light, right? So light is the source of knowledge, and you become the light because all that goodness in you will be transformed to other people. You will shine. All of that is what? All of the page one is that this is your that's where I have problem with that word mizaj. Again, your attitude, your way of being, and all of that is yours, is not making you. This is, I believe, the best scientific way to explain it. When we're talking about will, what are we talking about? We know that there is a biological machine over there, right? Okay. And that biological machine has a brain and intelligence and some instruments to understand outside, to observe the world, to remain alive, to feed, to reproduce, all of that. This is the machinery, right? But is this will? Will is his personality. All this machine belongs to will. Because at the end of the day, will decide how to run this machine, right? Your breath will decide how even to use your brain. Do not forget, your brain is not you, your head is not you, your body, your physical existence is not you. This is the first puzzle of the picture. So when we are talking about a human being, we are talking about what? Please give me one word that will make my day, although it's evening. What is that word? One of those big words that when it comes at the time, it's very... We're talking about the essence of you. Do you remember? Because whatever you have, even your intelligence, is the form of you. Isn't it? Your brain is a part of the machine. Beside the machine,